Setting goals, making plans, and managing your time. Everyone has different dreams and aspirations. You might have decided to look into real estate investing as a new career opportunity, or you might be saving for your child's college fund, or simply buy a new car, or to take a luxury cruise. Maybe a secure retirement is what you're looking for. My dream was to become financially independent through real estate investing, and I did achieve that dream. My dreams have become reality because I had a positive outlook. And I established goals over the years, and I've come pretty close to achieving all of them. I wrote very specific goals down with realistic time frames, and I revisited my goals and refined them as necessary. Finally, I visualized my success, and I let my imagination walk me through successful real estate negotiations. Having a dream can be a very positive force that keeps you going when times get tough. But dreaming can be negative, too, if you get stuck in the dreaming phase. It's the difference between being a dreamer and being a doer. At some point, you have to get off the couch and make it happen for yourself. Goal setting itself has several phases, and each stage is important. Write your goals down because listing them on paper forces you to detail them. Next, be specific. Don't say you want to increase your net worth. Say, I want to buy 3 properties a year for the next 10 years. Creating a time frame will help, too. List weekly or monthly checkpoints and set specific calendar deadlines for each task involved in reaching your goal. Your task might be to contact 10 sellers a week with a goal of finding a property within 3 months. Post reminders to yourself to keep your goals in sight on your bulletin board, at work, on the refrigerator, or on your bathroom mirror. But remember, your goals aren't set in stone. You made them, after all, and you can change them. Refine and rework as necessary. And finally, like I did, visualize your success. Let your imagination walk you through a successful purchasing or selling scenario. Achieving goals isn't really possible, though, unless you learn to manage your time. And I repeatedly tell students that you can be a real estate investor with 5 to 7 hours a week. But I still hear people say, I just don't have the time. We all have the same amount of time, 24 hours a day. Could be you're wasting valuable time because you're not organized. Try things like planning for the next day the night before, and do the most important things first. And if you still can't find time, keep track of what you do in one day, then see if you can shave a half hour off your TV watching or your sleep schedule. Remember, the people who achieve their dreams have one thing in common. They create goals, they get organized, and they pursue them with untiring determination. In this audio chapter, I'm going to discuss the importance of setting goals, making plans, and managing your time. How to set short and long-term goals. The importance of writing down and frequently reviewing your goals. The characteristics of any good goal. How to make plans to achieve your goals. And how to manage your time effectively. Let's begin.